This is going to be a very different new format. Hope you're enjoying it because we got a lot to discuss about. Welcome to Nishi's Noggin, where I share with you what's on my mind. I'm going to split this up into three segments, okay? I'm going to start off with Hot Topics. Wendy Williams, love you, girl.
How dare you?
And then I'm going to talk about things that happened in Mexico. What me and those homosexuals did. There was one night when we turned the lights off, what we all did together. I don't think we ever did that before. So we'll talk about that and so much more. And then last, there's going to be something called Ask Anish. I've done this on my Instagram a little bit, but I feel like this is a better way for me to answer the question that you're asking me. So without further ado, let's get into it, honey. So Hot Topics, first thing, I'd asked about this on my Instagram, about quiet on set, the dark side of kids television. A 4-episode miniseries basically about the dark side of Nickelodeon shows. And this was like the Nickelodeon shows that were mostly my era. How awful it was. All the different types of abuse that was happening there. But the big, big shocker was when Drake Bell, who starred on the show Drake and Josh... What was happening on these shows? The thing with Drake in particular was talking about how he was the victim of abuse. And there was a court case that ended up convicting Brian Peck that worked in Nickelodeon on all these shows as like a dialogue coach. And all of a sudden he stopped working. And at the time there was this case where someone whose identity was concealed came forward and accused him of horrendous. Oh my God, like I'm gonna puke. And for the first time ever, Drake formally came forward and like talked about the whole series, put a light on not only behind the scenes were things weird, but as an adult, looking back on some of the clips from those shows and seeing things through an adult eye was like, whoa, this is weird. Why are these kids in skin tight costumes and shooting like goop at each other? And it's giving really suggestive. If you didn't know, Ariana Grande, I would say that her break was really acting on Nickelodeon shows. I was too old at this point, so I didn't really know too much what was going on there. The stuff that they showed that Ariana Grande, oh my God, oh my God. Not only were those children who were working on those sets being groomed, looking back on those clips, I'm watching that stuff and I'm like, were we getting groomed as kids? I'll never forget the time that my father walked in on me while I was watching Nickelodeon. And my father was very strict, so I didn't think anything of it. But I remember him watching, I forget what it was on Nickelodeon, but I know I was watching Nickelodeon because that was like the cool kids channel. He was like, why are you watching this? And I was like, it's a show for kids. It's on Nickelodeon. He was like, this is weird. Turn this off. But of course I didn't listen to him. Now in hindsight, I appreciate everybody who did come forward and talk about this. On the flip side, it's incredible that someone like Drake came forward to speak about what happened to him, because as awful as it must be to relive that and to go through that trauma and then to have to like tell us, you don't have to do that. You absolutely don't have to do that as someone who's gone through anything. But I've seen so many people go into Amanda Bynes' comment section and be like, what do you have to say about what happened on the Quiet on the Set series? Do you have any comments? I can't imagine what you went through. Tell us. What is wrong with you people? This is exactly what I was saying, where it's like, you don't care about justice for people that have been assaulted, for abuse victims. You don't give a shit about that. You're interested in the gossip. You're going directly to the source of the gossip and you're trying to dig more gossip out of their trauma when you need to go behind their back and talk about this with your girlfriends, guy friends, they friends. I put a comment in there on Amanda's most recent post on Instagram, basically saying, how dare anybody ask her to say anything about what has come out, just in general. How dare you? You should be ashamed of yourself. You are ashamed. That's Quiet on the Set. Woo, girl. Children should never be allowed to work. Period, the end. All you people that are monetizing your children.
Death to all of them.
Oh, Jesus. The next big thing that I want to talk about is this article that came out on Variety that basically was talking about Jennifer Lopez and Justin Timberlake aging without grace. I gotta say, I agree. The previous job that I had, the song that him and the rest of NSYNC put out on the Troll soundtrack before it was even announced, I got to listen to it and I was like, this is a cute song or whatever. But I specifically asked the record label, they're going to come back. Like, this is clearly like teasing a comeback. And he was like, I mean, we'll see. I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, so they put a song out and that's it? Like, you're going to just dangle the fruit in front of the fans and then just walk away? And all for that to be just the teaser for Justin Timberlake to make his comeback. And what? Oh my God. I'm sorry. And again, at the time when I was working in the industry, this was around the time that Justin's single Selfish came out. And I listened to the song. I was like, this is really mid. And it's really weird to me that this is his comeback single. I don't think this is going to go anywhere. Of course, everybody in power was just like, ah, ridiculous. This is going to be amazing. Okay, whatever you say. The song didn't do anything. The SNL appearance where he kind of tried to take over. The opening monologue, he popped out. It was like, girl, what's happening? This was funnier in a different time. And it was also funnier, respectfully, when everybody was younger. There's this younger woman that is trying to have her moment to promote this horrible movie. But she's trying to have her moment. This is her time to shine. Please go away. We didn't forget what you did. We didn't forget what you did with Britney. We didn't forget what you did to Janet. And posting an apology on your Instagram, and then you're doing press performances for the song Selfish and this new album that came out that nobody's thinking about. And what was that one performance you did where you said, like, I can take this opportunity to apologize to absolutely nobody. Justin, you need to reunite with NSYNC. I don't know why you teased this in the beginning with that, just to do your solo project. Just release an NSYNC album and do an NSYNC tour. Like, whatever. Now we got to move on to Jennifer Lopez, who's getting so much heat on social media. It's been bubbling for a while. I feel like this started when people were doing on TikTok. They were like, tell us about a time that you had a bad interaction with a celebrity. And this was when I learned so many different people who work in the restaurant industry were talking about how they had served Jennifer, and everybody had the same story that somebody else would pay, and the person who paid would leave like a cash tip. She would grab the tip.
Dude, yeah, I heard about that. Like, those two, they'd go out to dinner. Ben Affleck would leave, like, a pretty decent tip, and she would
take it back,
the money off the table.
Somebody said that, like, they went out to eat, and they had, like, a pretty decent bill, and he left, like, a $100 tip. And she went back to the waiter, and she asked for the tip back, and she just left $5 instead. But apparently a lot of people who have served him will say, like, yeah, she does not tip well, or she changes tip, she'll take it back.
Girl, and I saw at least three different people talk about it at the time, right? Then she dropped whatever the hell that thing was on Amazon Prime. This Is Me Now, the musical movie of the Jennifer Lopez cinematic universe. I don't know how else to explain it other than that. The J-Lo CU. It was giving everything but a hit. So I tried to watch that thing sober, wasn't working for me. Then I tried to sit down and watch it inebriated. I couldn't watch it. I literally could not finish that film. Now, one of the things that I felt like was much better was the documentary, because not only did she release that movie thing, but then she did a behind the scenes documentary, which I felt like it was more cohesive. It was easier to follow and to understand. Now, I will say for me, I came up in an era of making a video on MTV, the E! True Hollywood Stories. So I'm of the era that lived for that stuff. And I know that she came up in that era as well. In 2024, when we are on average struggling to make ends meet, losing our jobs left and right, seeing somebody that is worth millions of dollars talk about the struggle it is to be an artist when you end up investing $20 million of your own money and you talking about how it's really hard out here to be an artist. Girl, $20 million to make that? Huh? So everybody hates J-Lo now. Like, that's been the vibe. If you're not seeing that on social media, then you're probably not on TikTok. I do get what the criticism is. A lot of it right now is this clip that's gone viral is J-Lo talking about how she used to run the block and like her hair used to be a mess. And people have been using this clip.
Something else that real New Yorkers say.
F*** you. My go-to order at the bodega was ham and cheese on a roll with an orange drink, if you know, you know, and a small bag of chips.
Is it the Utz chips? Is it the hot cheese popcorn? What bag of chips are you getting? Secondly, who's not getting a bacon, egg, and cheese, salt, pepper, ketchup, or a chopped cheese? Just be rich, be in Beverly Hills, leave us alone, and just be you.
At this point now, people are catching on to this type of marketing, because you're trying to market yourself as like a relatable girl. And it's like, girl, what are you talking about?
So I actually found this article from 2002. And even back then, people were saying that she's a phony and a fake and doesn't do anything for the block. She visited Holy Family School for the cameras. Here it is. Here it is. Bodyguard shoved excited kids out of the way, residents said, leaving one tiny fan in tears. See, I wasn't lying about anything. And the reason why I said was Holy Family School is because the school is gone now. As of last year, it had to close its doors. And look, am I saying that J-Lo should be required to donate money to all the places that she grew up with? No. But when you make it your whole personality that you grew up from the Bronx and you went to the school and how you loved going to this pizza place or that dance studio and you don't give no money to any of these places, but it's your whole personality, it's kind of weird.
Like, I love Beyonce, right? For example, I love her down. She reps Houston, Texas, even though she hasn't lived in Houston, Texas forever. But that woman is constantly taking some of her fortune and contributing it back to the community of Houston, Texas. So she can still rep it. Jennifer Lopez has been caught as someone that's only using the fact that she's from the Bronx as like a marketing tool. It's not giving authenticity. When I was growing up and when you were coming up, that style of marketing, it worked. This shit don't work anymore, girl. You need to age gracefully, please. Next up, we're going to talk about International Nishi. I did go to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. If I butcher that pronunciation, I'm Indian. I'm sorry. I also had to explain that to a few people while I was there, which is totally okay because that's the bane of my existence. I understand the way that I look. I know that you know that I'm currently unemployed. As of this recording, I am out of work. And I really sat back and I was like, is this the trip that I should be going on? Thankfully, while I was a working individual, I had already paid for the ticket and I had already paid for the room and board. If you needed a sign to treat yourself, I want to tell you that this is your sign. The whole time, up until I landed in Mexico, I was still like, I'm not sure if I should be doing this right now. Once I got out there, it was fantastic. We stayed in this like 5-story townhouse. We were up on the mountaintop and we got the view of, oh God, not only could you see the ocean, you could see the city, you could see all of like the tropical plants and just the different buildings and all the architecture. And I mean, it was kind of scary to get up there, I'm not gonna lie, but it was gorgeous. One thing you should know, me and those homosexuals, what we did when we turned the lights off, honey. So, of course, assisted by alcohol. This was like the last night of the trip. Girl, listen, when you're going out with people that got money, these people hired a cute couple. Their names are Pepe and Charlie. They come to your home and they cook you a meal, a multi-course meal. They came and they cooked for us. And afterwards, they were like hanging out with us because it's a group of 7 gay men. And then you add 2 more into the mix. And somehow, Indian weddings came up. And for whatever reason, I ended up giving like a dance lesson to them. I don't know what happened. I thought this was a joke. I started teaching them the lesson of like twisting the light bulb. And that's like a really, really simple dance move that's in a lot of like the Indian movies that I saw growing up. So we're doing like this dance lesson. I'm like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. And after we finish it, everybody, again, I couldn't tell if they're being serious or not, but everybody was like, oh my God, this was so fun. I learned how to do a dance move. This is so great. Yeah. Cut to dinner's over. Pepe and Charlie like go on their merry way. We're continuing to have the drinks and we're putting on music and everyone's dancing and we all start like just dancing together. We turn the lights off. There were these cool like color changing light bulbs that were in the place and we just started dancing. I continued doing my dance lessons. I was like, you know what? I'm feeling myself. I haven't felt like I've had a purpose for the last like month, almost 2 months now. Everybody was really engaging and we all got together. We did some dance. It was just so great. Again, if you're looking for a sign, like if you're thinking about doing something for yourself to treat yourself and you're looking like, I don't know. Should I do this? Is this a... Yes, do it. I don't care if you're pulling out the credit card. We only live once. I'm not saying that you're supposed to do every single thing that comes to your mind, but if it's that one thing that's been on your mind that you want to treat yourself, a massage, going out to a restaurant, taking that trip, whatever, honey, do it. Do it! I'm going to leave it at this. I've been to strip clubs here in America. Went to the strip clubs in Puerto Vallarta, which is known to have become like a really gay friendly city. We went to the male strip club in Puerto Vallarta and not only could you see it all, it's too big, it's too wide, it's too strong. My friends who have all been to PV before, by the way, I'm the only person that had never been before. So they loved the spot and they wanted to go in. And so I was like, okay, cool. Like, we're going to watch some strippers. Like, that sounds fun. It's kind of a quiet night because it's not the weekend yet. So there aren't that many people there, but there's a whole bunch of dancers. The main bar, behind that, there's a shower that's completely open. And I've seen this before. Like, the guy will come out, turn the shower on. He'll just start dancing. That's fine. These men not only start dancing, they're very awake. And they show it to you. Everything is out there. That's not all. I'm seeing them and I'm also noticing, like, I'm not like, oh my God, that's so sexy. I can't wait to touch him. I have a lot of respect for the art of dancing like that. A couple guys had danced and I had noticed that nobody was there. And so like the tip jar was really empty. Tips. So I threw a $5 bill into the tip jar with this one guy who genuinely was like really sexy. And he had a whole lot going on. So whenever the dancers are done, then they come around and just kind of like mingle with the people that are at the bar. I didn't know that when you drop a tip in the jar, that's a signal to the dancer like, oh, you like me. I'm going to go talk to you and see if I can get some more. So he comes over again. He is standing up strong and hard as he's walking around and he comes right up to me and he's just like, hey, you enjoyed yourself? And I was like, oh, yeah, you did great. He was like, do you want some more? And I'm just like, I think I'm good. Slaps that thing into my hand. It slapped it into my hand. I was just like, oh. Basically, I found out that it's not just stripping that happens at that club. It's more. And he was offering more for a price. I learned that I'm just not that girl. I thought I could be. I'm just not. Definitely not in front of all my friends. So another Pepe. What can I say? Now, finally, we're going to end Anish's Knockin' with the segment I'm calling Ask Anish, where I'm taking questions from you and I'm going to give you my honest feedback. I'm going to make sure that this stays anonymous. And it says, Anish, I need your advice. I've been married to my man and he is great. Dot, dot, dot. Oh, not dot, dot, dot. But I have this younger coworker and we went to get drinks after work. This coworker invited some people outside of work. So I meet this guy who is so, so handsome. And he was giving me the eye, which was very, let's just say, nice. Haha. He's definitely younger, but probably 27 years old. I admit I'm 39 years young. Okay, girl. And this man messaged me on Instagram. Oh, trying to see what's up. Oh, my God. We haven't done anything, but first of all, there are pictures of my husband and kids all over my page. So this dude knows and clearly does not care. I just feel like I kind of want to live a little and see where things could go with this guy. Am I crazy? Help. What do you think I should do? Now, I know that you're a woman. I'm just going to assume straight here. And I'm going to say this. Straight people, come here. I need you to come here. It's just you and me right now. All right. I need you and me. Okay. I need y'all to come out of the closet. Yeah. You heard me. I'm a gay man. I've been out of the closet for 15 years now. Fully out. The process of coming out, I don't mean that like all straight people are gay. I'm definitely not that person. I don't believe in that. I think that the advantage that we have as queer people, that the queer people that do end up coming out, is that like you have to have like a certain understanding of who you are as a person before you do that. As straight people, I used to think that this was a privilege for y'all. But like now I'm realizing that you have this whole plan that's set out for you. You grow up, you find somebody, you get married, you get a house, you have kids, you raise them, and then you die, right? That's supposed to be your life. The whole timeline, that's what it's supposed to be. Maybe not all of that is for you, or maybe you'd like to sprinkle a little extra along the way. And there's no problem with that because it's like a running joke in the gay community, with gay men in particular, that if you're in a long-term relationship, that relationship is open. I feel like there's so much more taboo in the straight community about opening up a relationship, about exploring different options. And I just don't get it. I just don't get it. You should be talking to your husband about this and you should feel comfortable enough to talk to your husband about this or your partners in general. What is the issue? For the past near decade, cheating, with straight people cheating has been like just constantly around. Like maybe I'm getting burnt out of it. because it's just always there. It's always, what do I do, Anish? I think my person's cheating on me. Blah, 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 blah. Girl, y'all need to have these conversations with each other. I don't understand this lack of communication. You're communicating more with me than you are communicating with your person, which is wild. Like, I can't get on TikTok without seeing those videos of that. If your husband's name is Nick and he was hanging out at the bar last Friday, well, I have a video of him taking his ring off. Oh my God. What's the big deal? What's the big deal? Not in him betraying his marriage, because that's the part that's messed up. What is the big deal in someone who is currently in a relationship with somebody else, but is interested in having a moment with a brand new person? Like, let's bring Nick into, let's bring the alleged, the fake Nick back into this. And let's say Nick is married to Mary. Nick and Mary are married. We're going to use this situation from the TikTok that I saw. So Nick goes out to the bars. He's with his guys. They're hanging out. They start chatting with this one woman. Nick takes his ring off because he's interested in exploring some things with this new girl, even though he's got his wife, Mary, at home. The problem is not that he wants to explore things with this woman. This is where maybe you and I are just like not connecting, because who cares? The problem is not that he wants to explore another woman. The problem is if he has not communicated that with his wife who's at home. Because if you guys have communicated that and you're like, hey, listen, I kind of want to fling, because I could understand dealing with one person for the rest of your life, one person's body for the rest of your life, that sounds really boring. Now I'm going to go back to the coming out thing. We need to be open and honest about all of our interests with each other, because I feel like that's a better way to progress. Girl, if I were to show you the men that have talked to me, and honestly, any gay man for that matter, I'm sure anybody, period. Now I'm going to use one of the DMs that I've gotten in the past as an example. You're a man. You're married to your woman. You've dated women exclusively for your entire life now, and you're 30 years old, right? You see me and you're like, ooh, I don't know what's going on, but I like that. I'm going to see what that's all about. Why can't he just go and see what it's all about? Why does it have to be a secret? I need y'all's community to get it together. You guys need to like really start to explore and be honest with each other, because y'all have the kinks, y'all have the fetishes, y'all have the wandering eyes in the same way that every other community does, because that's just part of humanity and sexuality. It's long overdue that we get over it. So get it together. Talk about it. Girl, to get back to your letter, I'm so sorry. This is not me coming at you specific. It's just, this is my frustration sometimes with just something that's so simple. I don't think that there's anything wrong with you exploring the options that are available to you. If you've been married, okay, cool. But I think that instead of talking to me about this, and I'm glad that you did, but before you pursue anything further with this younger man, you should probably talk to your husband and just have an honest conversation and just be like, hey, you know what? There's this younger man that's trying to get inside of me, and I want to let him. So with that being said, this is a different style of Nishi's Noggin. I'm trying to explore adding multiple elements into the conversation. I hope you enjoyed yourself. I would love to know what your thoughts are on this particular topic. If this woman asked you this question, right, told you the same scenario and asked you, what should I do? What advice would you give that person? I would love to see your comments below. Thank you so much for joining me once again for another episode of Nishi's Noggin, where I share with you what is on my mind. I hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful rest of whatever it is right now, because this is YouTube. So you could be seeing this in the daytime, the nighttime, 2 weeks from now, when it premieres, or honestly in 5 years. I don't know what's happening, honey, but I'm wishing you all the best. And I do know that at this point now, there's a video right here and there's a video right here, so you can check it out. But thank you for checking me out. Mwah. Bye.